How's your mental health? I'm listening with Alanis Morissette.
When it first started, I would have my nightly panic attacks, but then I started getting really curious about all the sensations. Like, I just really started looking at, okay, so chest is, I got really kind of granular in observing the details of what was really going on with the breath. It's just survival strategy. Chronic stress is trauma.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening 2-Hour National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives. How's your mental health? I'm listening with Alanis Morissette.
When it first started, I would have my nightly panic attacks, but then I started getting really curious about all the sensations. Like, I just really started looking at, okay, so chest is, I got really kind of granular in observing the details of what was really going on with the breath. It's just survival strategy. Chronic stress is trauma.
Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening 2-Hour National Mental Health Conversation, Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Talk saves lives.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. Shout outs to everybody who's at home, at work, on the way, leaving, going, coming, all of it. It does not matter. A big shout outs and thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. And again, thank you to you. We know the story that's dominated throughout the course of the night. It happens to be Deshaun Watson. But then we've also talked about some other quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield, who is likely to get the starting job in Carolina. No big shock or surprise there. But we can go ahead and look at another quarterback, Tom Brady. Oh, yeah, he's been out due to personal reasons, but, man, he's had a lot of personal issues and reasons and things all season long. Or I guess I should say all offseason long. Tom Brady didn't know whether he wanted to come or go, stay home, leave, retire, come back, and stay with the Buccaneers. We have no idea. And it's not like Todd Bowles is giving any of us, full details as to what's going on. I want to go ahead and allow you to hear one more time Todd Bowles talk about Tom Brady, his situation, what's going on.
We'll see. We'll talk about it next week. I'm not concerned about it right now. We're trying to practice against Tennessee and play a game. I said sometime after Tennessee, there's no definitive date for me, but we'll check on it. And we'll keep in touch and we'll find out.
How the hell can the man say that? We're trying to practice and prepare for Tennessee. That's the next preseason game. Well, of course you're preparing for Tennessee, but this ain't the regular season.
How'd he do with the Jets again, JR?
Oh, what did he do with the Jets? He stunk. I mean, it wasn't all his fault, but I mean, he wasn't necessarily the best coach. I think on his second go around here, he'll probably perform better. As I said, personal things, to quote Todd Bowles, or personal reasons, to quote Todd Bowles, is it's fine. It's good. You can say personal things. I hope it's nothing bad. And if it's not some type of family emergency or health emergency, I just think Tom Brady should be at work. But who the hell am I? I haven't won 7 Super Bowl rings. Who am I to say? I just find it peculiar that he's not there. It's un-Brady-like. People always want to talk about the leadership skills and how Tom Brady rallies guys, and he's this and he's that. He ain't at work. He's been gone for about a week. It leads me to go, man, it's got to be an emergency, and I hope it's not. I'm not going to speculate, but I guess I am. Shep, what do you think about this? This is just weird, ain't it?
It is. But Tom Brady beats to his own drum, marches to his own band, and you said this yourself. He's the greatest winner in the history of any team sport we've had in this country, this continent, if you will. And I'll also say this, JR. We talk about the unfortunate 28-3 all the time, 5 years ago, dating back to you-know-who. But Do we forget, JR? Do we forget 27-3? Like, we don't bring that up enough. And you know what I'm referring to in terms of the last year's comeback, and if not for a Cooper Kupp, you know, Buccaneer secondary.
Don't remind me. Okay. Well, that didn't happen, so nobody cares.
Right. But I'm talking about the 27-3 that he came back on when he came to the Rams at 44 years old. JR, you said it perfectly. When it comes to Tom Brady, and I don't say this to be insulting towards you, who are you or anybody else in their right mind to dissect and doubt what Tom Brady is deciding to do in these past 2 weeks? Because clearly something's going on that he's addressing. But I'll tell you this, JR.
Is he going to go away?
No. Okay. So that's what I'm getting at. Tom Brady is not the individual who will put his team out to dry, who will put Todd Bowles in this situation where he understands that this is Todd Bowles' last chance. And Todd Bowles was the defensive coordinator that put a show against the Kansas City Chiefs on. So Tom Brady is going to come back. He's going to come back with vengeance. They're going to be just fine. If there's one person I do not doubt in the history of team sports, it is number 12, who's 45 going on 27.
Yeah, he'll be back on September 11th. He'll play football. He'll be quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are likely going to win the NFC South. They're going to go to the playoffs, and then at that point, we all know it's just what may be will be. But it is just odd. But you know what? This is where I have to give Tom Brady some credit, a lot of credit. Thank you, Tom Brady, for not treating this like Aaron Rodgers. Thank you for not taking us through multiple press conferences about how upset you are or how you need to be treated. Thank you, Tom Brady, for not taking us through the mountains, over the hills, and through the woods when it comes down to your decision. Sure, Tom Brady retired. Sure, he came back. And we got a video. And we got speculation. And now here he is. And now here he's not. But I do believe that this man will be out there. He'll be ready to play against the Dallas Cowboys on the 11th. I just hope he and his family, all things considered, are well. It's just been an interesting year. Everything that we found out, kind of behind the scenes. The Dolphins wanted him, and they didn't just want him. They openly courted him. And he wanted to leave, and then he came back, and he was indecisive. And sure, he's a human being. He's entitled to do so. And let's see if he shares what's keeping him away. Who knows? John is calling from Springfield in Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yes, wanted to comment on Bill Belichick, how he's probably the most boring interview I've ever heard. It's always, well, the offense could have done better. It could have been better on defense and special teams. I hope he's not like that on a date. But Tom Brady, I never heard him say the word retire.
You said you hope Bill Belichick is not like that on a date?
Right. I could have done better on special teams, etc.
Well, isn't he I've seen him
blonde.
Excuse me?
Last I saw, he was dating some hot blonde.
Well, I wasn't going to say he was dating a hot blonde, but I was going to say I've seen him with a woman many a time at Celtics games. So I will assume that he's not that boring, right?
Apparently not in private. Oh, okay. I also wanted to comment about your taste in music. It's good. Need a little more George Clinton and Parliament and Funkadelics, maybe Bootsy and his Rubber Band.
So do I need to play music for you, or do I need to play it for myself and the audience?
Well, I don't mind if you played it just for me, but that would be not realistic. But,
yeah, you're correct.
I also wanted to say about one more thing.
Yes.
If you can have a chicken salad sandwich or a chicken sandwich or an egg salad sandwich, you could have the baby bird sandwich. It's a
Whoa. Well, thank you, John, for reminding me about something that I didn't want to be reminded about. Hey, Shep, was that the same guy? Was it the same guy? It's not the same guy, right?
There's a lot of guys. What specifically are you referring to in terms of was that guy?
You know what? I don't think you were here that night. It was a Friday night. Wasn't it like a month ago on a Friday night that you had something to tend to? You weren't here with us?
Yeah, I was with my family in Florida, yes.
Yes. There was a guy who called up on a Friday night.
Right.
And I don't know how this became, it was not a topic of conversation. I don't know even what the hell we were talking about, but it was relevant. This gentleman brought up a sandwich in the Philippines or somewhere out in Asia. And he was just, maybe Indonesia, I don't remember. And he was just like, yeah, I was overseas and I ate a sandwich. And it was a baby bird sandwich. You don't know what we're talking about, right?
Thank God, no.
Yeah, I'm glad. Well, yeah, you're correct. You were not here.
Right.
And so this man that we just spoke to, John from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
As a part of his kind of one more thing, one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. Him bringing up that baby bird at the end was, it was in reference to something that was said a month ago on a Friday night. And I have no idea if he was the person I spoke to initially.
God, also, JR, I mean,
like, yes.
He's got, I mean, John, like, I appreciate the sentiment about Belichick and press conferences and interviews, but just be respectful to, like, who these people see romantically, like some blonde. Like, that, I thought that was a little low class on John's part.
Yeah.
Some blonde. Come on.
I was going to say I've seen him with a woman at the Celtics game.
Forever. Forever. He's been dating that young woman forever. It's
good
not like
for him.
Some blonde. Yeah, I mean, I mean, let's be respectful, John. Come on.
Yeah. Well, maybe John has never been with never mind. Never mind. Gabriel is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Gabriel?
Hey, Jar, what's up, man?
How are you?
Hey, I just want to talk about the Braves and their bright future.
Yes.
I mean, because you got Max Free, you got Morton, Soroka, Strider. You know, Soroka's going to be coming
back.
Whoa,
slow down on Soroka now, okay? Let's, fingers crossed.
Well, I think he's going to be coming back late this year or next year, obviously.
Yeah, he just pitched, what did he pitch, last night, two nights ago? He'll be fine.
Yeah. But yeah,
go ahead.
So it's also the position players, Riley, Ozzy, all these other players getting re-signed for all this money. And, you know, I think other people are going to see this and want to come to Atlanta.
Yeah, if Atlanta is going to pay out money, they've locked up all of their young guys on the cheap. But I'll tell you this much. Yeah, the Braves have I don't want to even call it a bright future. They have a bright present. They've had a bright one over the past several years. They just won the World Series, and things are looking good. So if you want to look at Alex Anthopoulos, or people call him Double A around here in Atlanta, you got reason to be excited. Can you hold on to everybody? The answer is no. Dansby Swanson will probably be gone. Freddie Freeman, at every chance and opportunity that he gets, it seems like he wants to cry when Atlanta is mentioned. But when you think about some of the young pitchers, when you think about the guys that they've brought up and continue to bring up from the minors, whether it's a Grissom or who do they bring up? Harris just got his contract extension. Yeah, they're looking good. I'd be excited too, man.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, JR. And, I see a World Series in the next 5 years for them.
They just won one. And it wouldn't surprise me if they picked up another. So let's see what happens, man. I'm happy for you. Enjoy the ride, okay?
All right, thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Man, the Braves, they're hustling these guys. Oh, my God. Some of these contracts, they're just like, whoa. Like, you played good. Let's give you some money now before you decide that you want big money later on down the line. And the guys are taking the cash. And why not? You think about the latest contract that they just gave to Michael Harris. This guy looks like an all-star center fielder for years. And before he could even get through his first year, they're just like, oh, hey, guy, well, how about we lock you up? 8 years, $72 million. He's like, yeah, sure, I've never seen that money before in my life. Come on. They have Ronald Acuna, and this is almost the I don't want to call it a robbery. It's a stroke of genius if you're the Braves. You got Acuna on the team. A 40-40 threat. He's on an 8-year, $100 million contract. I mean, well, damn. Most guys running around in the league, you would think, yo, give me 8 years, give me 10 years, give me $34 million per year. Ronald Acuna is out here with 100 total. We got guys making that in 3 seasons, and he has to play 8 years just to make 100. The Braves are shrewd. They are not. They ain't playing games out here. I want to say that they're stiff in their players, but hey, if the players are going to sign on the dotted line, if the players are going to take the money, if they're going to agree to the contract, you can't do anything but call it a stroke of genius. I know who wouldn't take any of the Braves' money, not for these silly contracts. It's not Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is about to take all of their money combined. What a guy. Now, that's a great leader. Speaking of leaders, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about that quarterback who's a questionable leader. I'll tell you the name and I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm looking at Twitter. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Atlanta Braves, and we had a caller who was just enthusiastic about their future because they have secured so many of their players, young players, to long-term deals. And then I started to share some of the numbers with you. And some of the numbers, I don't want to say these guys are getting lowballed, but they are agreeing to contracts that the majority of players would just scoff at. They wouldn't sign. Aaron Judge is running around telling, well, this is before the season. He's like, nah, I ain't taking no $30 million from you, the New York Yankees. We had Soto. He just got traded from the Washington Nationals. He's now out in San Diego. Too bad he's not playing with Mr. Tatis Jr., but that's another conversation for another day. And this man is saying, hell no, you ain't signing me. You better ante up to like half a bill. Please, try to get there soon. And so you have the Atlanta Braves, who over the past several years have won a championship. Austin Riley is making the big-time money, right? Austin Riley, 10-year deal, $212 million. Not too shabby. Not too shabby, not at all. Especially when you think about the man debuted in 2019, smacking home runs all over the place, and he's getting a good deal, about 20 per, especially for not all that long of Major League Baseball service time. Matt Olson is replacing and has replaced Freddie Freeman. He's on an 8-year, $168 million deal. But this is when you really get down to the robberies. Or can I consider it a robbery when the player agrees to the contract? Let's put it this way. Top guys in Major League Baseball, the top hitters right now, they're making about $34, $35 million a season. Wouldn't you say Ronald Acuna is one of the best players in baseball? Ronald Acuna agreed to an 8-year deal, $100 million. That's 12 per year. Where's the other 20 at? Oh, he's not making it because he doesn't want it. Michael Harris, he just came up. And these guys are all before arbitration period, okay? But still, Michael Harris, he agreed to an 8-year, $72 million deal. He he can try to get another big contract, and I'm sure that's his thought process when he's 28, 29. And then this is the biggest robbery of robberies. Ozzie Albies agreeing to a 7-year, $35 million contract. Now, let me be clear. Nobody's going broke. Let's just get that out the way. Nobody's going broke off of this money. But when you have to think about the pay scale, and if they are being paid commensurate to their production and on the same scale as their I don't want to call them their competitors, but they are, their co-workers, the guys who play the game in other teams or other cities, no, they're not. You could say that these Braves are underpaid. They just decided to take these deals. And for that, we got to live with. BZ tweets me and he says, I was just arguing with someone. Harris got robbed. Acuna got robbed as well. These guys are making peanuts. He says, I'm a diehard Braves fan, but wrong is wrong. Well, can it really be wrong if they're agreeing to it? Can't be. Can't be. Joe is calling from Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
And you're exactly right, because are they getting robbed? What are you doing? You look at some of these people that are still getting something that's deferred in a long-term contract. Is something being put in place like the NFL, like Herman Edwards said to you, hey, man, you can live like a prince or you can live like a king. What are you doing? Are you looking for a long-term deal and you can get all this money? Are you doing a short-term contract because you don't even know what your owner's going to do? Do you know that owner's even going to be there the next day? And how do you see your team being there viable, whether you're pitching, whether you're management and all that, whether it could be injuries? Mm-hmm. Why are you signing these long-term contracts? And I agree. If someone gives you 10 years, so many millions, yes, it looks good now. But you don't know what tomorrow brings to you.
Well, nobody knows, forget tomorrow. Nobody knows what 10 years is going to bring you outside of knowing that you have $340 million guaranteed. That sounds like enough.
Hey, brother, I agree with that. And I don't disregard that. But my thing is this, why not even do the LeBron thing, but do 2-3 years and get your money at the same time?
Well, it's different. Not everybody is LeBron James. And at this point of his career, Joe, due to his age, LeBron James can't do anything but sign a 2-year. And he personally, it's a different situation. And thank you for calling from Ohio. That's the NBA. Okay? LeBron James can afford to do it because he had leverage as a player. You as an NBA player, if you are a star, if you're a superstar, you're going to have more leverage for the team because the team is typically revolving around you. It doesn't work that way in Major League Baseball. Come on, go look at Mike Trout. What leverage does he have? Nothing. Why? Because he's one guy. Ain't nobody winning a World Series with one guy. It doesn't work out that way. And nobody wins an NBA championship with one guy. But you can't have one guy be a focal point. One man is more important to a basketball team than looking at Major League Baseball. And so that's why LeBron James can go around and I don't want to say bully teams, but he has leverage. That's the name of the game. Major League Baseball player don't have no damn leverage. I'm sorry, they don't. So if you got a $340 million offer in front of you, or if you're Juan Soto and you know that you can make upwards of a 500 mil, half a billion, and by all means, go out and get it. And speaking of leverage, now I can tell you about the quarterback. Semi-leader, not a leader, is a leader, maybe not a leader. He's making more money than anybody. He certainly has leverage, and he has used the hell out of it, and he's done it in such a public way over the past several years. That's Aaron Rodgers, the man making $50 million per year, more money per season than anyone has ever made in the NFL. And so Aaron Rodgers, we know, they draft Jordan Love, and what does he do? He gets upset. He comes out and wins two MVPs. He talks about he's leaving. He talks about he's going. He's coming. The future is a beautiful mystery. Nobody knows. But now he's here. And Davante Adams is gone. He's playing with his old buddy, college buddy, Derek Carr. And now Aaron Rodgers is going to be throwing the ball around to guys who are not Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers. I mean, if you have to think about the Green Bay Packers, who's replacing Davante Adams? Alan Lazard's supposed to do that? Am I expecting Sammy Watkins to play an entire season? Is Randall Cobb going to stay healthy? I don't know. And so he kind of called out his own wide receivers the other day. And he's like, hey, all you young guys, and you need to stop dropping balls in practice and running routes. And matter of fact, this is what Aaron Rodgers had to say on Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's good we do it in practice. So it's unfortunately some of the same guys. That's, you know, repeat mistakes are a problem. So we just got to clean those things up a little bit. The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, you know, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area.
Okay, and it sounds pretty vanilla to me. There's nothing in there really abusive. He's just being honest. There was an interpretation by many that he was just kind of throwing some of his guys under the bus. And I really think this is only because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. He doesn't shut up. And even here now, he's running his mouth. And so there was a meeting. After Aaron Rodgers made those comments, there was a meeting between him and his wideouts. He sat down and talked about things, and he pretty much reiterated what he had to say. And so, is it right for him to put pressure on the wideouts publicly? And I'm like, hell yes, these guys are professionals. If you can't do the job, then you won't be there. Come on. This is what we know already. And so as much as Aaron Rodgers gets on my nerves like the next guy, can we just relax on this one at least? If you can't take public criticism from Aaron Rodgers, you don't need to have the damn job. You really don't. Head coach Matt LaFleur, he talked about Aaron Rodgers and talking about his young players. And Coach LaFleur had no issue with what he said.
There's going to be growing pains, particularly with younger players. And the thing is, and I appreciate this about Aaron, it's just the urgency to get some of this stuff corrected. I mean, you can't make the same mistake twice. Not in this league. We don't have time for it. And that's just enough time to get you beat.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers talked about it as well. Take a listen to what Rodgers had to say.
Keep dropping the ball, you're not going to be out there. So it's going to be the most reliable guys that are out there. The preparation and the job responsibility is most important. There's going to be physical mistakes that we talked about, but you know, if you're going out there and dropping the ball and somebody else behind you is in the right spot all the time and catching the ball, that guy's going to play.
Yeah, duh. What are we doing here? Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass. He's about himself. He's going down to South America and having that special juice that helps him hallucinate. He's talking about love. He's getting tattoos. Yeah, he put a bust of Nicolas Cage up in his locker. He marches to the beat of his own drum. But when is this a new concept? If you suck at your job, somebody comes through and they replace you. That's just what it is. We hear about it ad nauseum in the NFL. So no big deal. Do I think Aaron Rodgers is the best of leaders? No, I don't. But he didn't do a damn thing here by calling out his wide receivers. They need to know and understand what it feels like to face pressure. They need to know what it feels like to be criticized. Because with Davante Adams out, that's all they're going to face. Pressure and criticism. Might as well feel a little bit of it here in the preseason so you know how it will feel. Not even in October, not even in November, but in December and in January. when Aaron Rodgers, we know he's going to need some help. Because when they've gone to the playoffs recently, they've kind of stunk. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before we get the hell up on out of here. Phone number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen, you do a great job, man. Before I ask my question, I just want to say I've heard you a couple of times on here. You always have great content, and you got a great sense of humor, and I enjoy listening to you. So I want to start out by saying that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Where's the time gone? You had to talk about Deshaun Watson and Brady and Rodgers and Mayfield. And in a few minutes, well, we're going to blink and my ass is going to be out of here. Rich Herrera is going to come through at the top of the hour. And I got the phone lines open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you want to talk to me, damn it, you better do it now. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Sorry, my apologies. I will be back with you all on Monday night, and I am so happy. I'm so thrilled. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Shep, you're going to be holding it down tomorrow night, huh?
You better believe it, JR. We're going to have some fun, man. Not quite as much fun as a JR Sport Brief show, but we're going to have, you know, something close to it, so be ready.
No, we're both fun, man. That's... Don't say that. Say that. Shep is absolutely amazing. Well, let's talk to some of these wonderful individuals who make this show exist or allow it to exist. Let's go ahead and talk to Lou. He's calling from Rochester. Lou, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on with you, Lou?
Hello, JR. I caught wind of your show a few nights ago, and I'm a big fan. I think
Thank you. You're
very astute in your observations on the NFL.
Okay.
I thought that your expose on Rodgers was hilarious.
Expose. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like the stuff that you played was interestingly indicative of who he is.
Yeah.
At any rate, I actually called about a part of last night. You had your top six coaches and
help me.
Did you see the coaching tonight in the Chicago Bears game?
No, I didn't.
Against the Seahawks in the first half in particular?
No, I must tell you, no. I did not pay attention to the coaching in a preseason game.
It's interesting. I guess the new coach of the Bears is a four-year defensive coordinator from the Colts.
Yes, Eberflus.
And he kind of failed to, like, challenge a clear catch in the first half by his receiver. And then later in the quarter, in the second quarter, he failed to go for it on fourth down and a football to go in a meaningless preseason game. It just does not bode well.
Yeah, well, it's still preseason, right? Isn't that the whole point? And it's the games don't count. Wouldn't you rather him make the mistake here than there? And I don't have a point of reference because, as I told you, I ain't watching. I'm sorry. I'm not excited to see Nathan Peterman and Geno Smith throw the football. Sorry.
I understand, but he's back to, like, 1960s football coaching style, and he's not Vince Lombardi.
Nobody is Vince Lombardi. Shout-outs to Vince Lombardi. I think, did Vince Lombardi, he went to Fordham, too. All these damn people going to Fordham. Did he go to Fordham?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did, right?
Part of a great old line.
Yeah, I remember that because I was just at Fordham and I had to say, wait a minute, I saw all the trophies and the statues. You know, Vince Scully, just, what are they doing? There's something in the water in the Bronx, right?
That's where you're, I mean, you're from Harlem.
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx, yeah.
The Bronx, that's what I thought, yes.
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx. My family's from Harlem. I spent many a years in Westchester. It's all the same. Well, not all the same, but it's all 10 minutes apart. Yeah, I don't know what's in the water in the Bronx. I don't know. Drink the water from the Bronx. It's good water. Drink
Canero's
it.
From the Bronx, too.
Well, Jennifer Lopez is from the Bronx.
Well, we know that, yeah.
She had to make a song about it to help verify herself. Nobody, I can tell you this. I'll say this. Nobody from the Bronx cares about Jennifer Lopez. You're welcome. Ryan is calling from Niagara Falls. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, Jared. How's it going?
I'm okay.
I just heard you talking about Brady earlier and worrying about his time away. I just got to say it because it seems a little bit obvious. The guy's like the most professional guy in the league. And he's the oldest guy in the league. It seems like maybe he's just taking a week off because he can. Like, I've never seen him really.
Yeah.
If there's something that I'd be worried about with Brady, it wouldn't be taking a week off is all I mean. I think that he's probably just spending time with the family, and I wouldn't even be surprised if he found a way to take a week off this season on an easy week. If they were to let the backup go and he were to.
He's not doing it. Yeah, I know it's a joke, but wouldn't that be funny, though, if he decided, I'm just going to take another bye week. You know, we're 7-0. I'll just take another week. I mean, why not?
It would be a story. We would talk about it for years, how Brady was just, you know what I mean, in his final.
It seems like
his character a little bit. Like, and even with the taking the week off of preseason, that never would have happened in New England. So I think.
Oh, hell no.
I think he's running the show, and he's the new HC for real.
He is running the show. Well, Todd Bowles is just there along for the ride. Tim is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, JR. I want to thank Shep for one thing because he always puts me on, and he's a cool dude. I guess that's him doing the screen calling. But anyway, you know, I know you might think this is a little crazy, but Aaron Rodgers reminds me of John Riggins. And the reason I say that is because – Now, listen.
I am.
When John Riggins did his speech at the Hall of Fame ceremony, he said, I'm a horse of a different color. He was strange. He was weird. He was different. You know, nobody understood him half the time. But when it came to game time, that man was there. And Rodgers, I know, he's a weird dude. You know, he's a strange guy. But, but you know, anytime I see that man play, man, he's on point.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Playoffs.
I know that's a weird example, but I'm just saying it just reminded me of that.
There are many sports where we've had just eccentric individuals who showed up to work. Come on, it's not the same sport. But Dennis Rodman, come on, like you want to talk about eccentric and odd and weird?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? That dude was. Way, way beyond.
Well, Tim, you mean to tell me you never went down Fifth Avenue in a wedding dress to sign books?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, okay. No. If I did, I wouldn't admit it.
Oh. I think if you did, I think the world would know about it because there'd be evidence. It's not a damn thing.
But do you understand what I'm saying about...
Yes. Yeah, it's weird.
John Riggins and Aaron Rodgers, they're guys that just, you know, they walk their own line, you know what I mean? But when it comes game time, they're going to be there, man. They're going to put the team on their back, and they're going to play, period.
I don't know if Riggins was on that ayahuasca too, but, yeah, whatever gets the job done, I guess. Mike is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how you doing, brother?
I'm great.
So quick question for you before I make my point. Who, in your opinion, who is the biggest threat for the Dodgers to make the World Series this year?
The biggest threat, what, in the National League or just as an overall stopping them?
National League, yes, sir.
I like the New York Mets. I think they have two great pitchers. They can start a series with them, DeGrom and Scherzer, even though DeGrom lost tonight.
So there's one team out there that I've heard nobody talk about who's on an amazing hot streak. That's the St. Louis Cardinals. These guys can hit. They have a great pitching staff. They have the easiest schedule remaining in the whole baseball season. They're going to win a division. These guys are always in the middle of every playoff pack. Why is nobody talking about the Cardinals?
Everybody, for the most part, goes on a hot streak. Adam Wainwright is long in the tooth. How is he going to hold up by the time we get to the end of the season? We know that they just swapped over Jordan Montgomery and added him to the team. The Cardinals, they should be fine. Fine is the word, but we know who the top teams are. And if they decide to be the Atlanta Braves to get in and just beat people up, then so be it. We'll see.
I'm looking at this team top to bottom, man. They got a great bullpen that nobody talks about. They got at least three guys who are fireballers in there. And baseball's all about momentum and streaks. I mean,
you just said this, Mike. And it's still August, man. Can we get through September? Let's see what it looks like then, okay?
Fair enough, JR. Fair enough.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling from Miami. Yeah, it's all about peaks and valleys, ups and downs, highs and lows. Damn, it is still August. It's August, depending on where you live. And Friday is going to, it's going to be Friday the 19th. How the hell did we get here? I have no idea. I feel like it was just New Year's, and here we are. Hey, Shep, thank you again for an amazing show, man.
A pleasure, man. Thank you, JR.
You're going to have fun tomorrow night.
We are. I mean, there's going to be a little bit of a continuation of Deshaun Watson and league-wide reaction. Because, not everybody, there's always a little bit of a different Friday audience than a Thursday audience. And I'm curious.
Called alcohol.
Yeah, that would help. But I am curious, what steps do we need to see from Deshaun Watson to win over the NFL public at large? That's what I would want to know from our brethren and our sisters out there listening to the JR Sport Brief here on CBS Sports Radio.
It's called contrition.
Yeah, he doesn't have it right now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
He really doesn't.
It's a whole lot of none of that. Yes. That's unfortunate. We'll see how that changes. Well, folks, I will be back with you on Monday night. Shep will be here with you Friday night. Shep, where can people follow you online and all that good stuff?
There, they can follow me at @TheGoodShepherd_ on Twitter. Not quite as many social media metrics as JR has, but I'll take just one.
Oh, no. Shep is amazing. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. I'll see you Monday. Shep will see you Friday. Up next, it's Rich Herrera here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Shep.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You know those headlines that make you stop scrolling and actually read an article? I'm Mike Rogers. Those are the kinds of stories I'm diving into on my podcast, Something Offbeat, like the caterpillar infestation in Maine that had us rethinking our relationship with insects.
We were talking about a time 300 million years ago, if you can imagine. There was a dragonfly. It had a 2-foot wingspan.
Just search for Something Offbeat in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You know those headlines that make you stop scrolling and actually read an article? I'm Mike Rogers. Those are the kinds of stories I'm diving into on my podcast, Something Offbeat, like the caterpillar infestation in Maine that had us rethinking our relationship with insects.
We were talking about a time 300 million years ago, if you can imagine. There was a dragonfly. It had a 2-foot wingspan.
Just search for Something Offbeat in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.